glorious land bestow.
Hello, friends. You are listening to Red Goose on CITR 101.9 FM with Liv and John. And this is our Portland Record Hall special.
I don't know what's happening.
You can't hear yourself.
Hello. Good morning.
I think maybe our headphones are just down.
Anyway,
forget headphones.
Who cares?
I can't hear anything.
I don't know what's happening. We went to Portland, and we bought a bunch of records, so we're going to play them for you.
Yeah, and I bought that PJ Harvey record because it was tax-free in Portland.
Everything is tax-free.
It's weird to not be able to hear ourselves. We just have to, the show must go on.
I hate this.
So, John, why don't you tell us about the next record you're going to play?
I'm going to play the Swans record, the off Filth, which I bought. Which I was looking for a long time.
And it was $50, which is a steal of a deal. Because on eBay, it was like $400.
Yeah, it was $8,000 on eBay.
No, it wasn't. But it was actually, honestly, like $360.
But I won twice because I bought it for $50 American with no tax. And that was like $47 Canadian, probably.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to the bathroom while you play this song.
Because you don't like this at all, do you?
No.
Okay. Should I play it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. No, I can't forget this evening or your faces you were leaving. But I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. If living is without you, I can't live. I can't give anymore. I can't live if living is without you. I can't give. I can't give anymore. Well, I can't forget this evening. Your faces you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
Oh, well, come share my mic.
I'm going to come over.
Okay.
yeah, that was Harry Nilsson.
Yeah, there. I bought like a vampire soundtrack and that was on it.
That gets way too much play down at the South Granville Needle Exchange.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, that's the name of our house.
Yeah.
I was like, there's a South Granville Needle Exchange?
Yeah, that's where we live. I don't know why. I come home from work and it's playing and...
And I'm crying.
Half bottle of vodka spilled all over the carpet. Again.
At least I'm spilling vodka.
Mm-hmm. Better than... whatever.
Crystal Light.
Yeah. We also played some Sushi and the Banshees. That's how you say that, right?
Yeah. And Swans. Yeah. So anyway, next we're going to play my favorite new find from Portland, and that was these two ladies, two Japanese ladies from the 60s called the Peanuts. Apparently they were famous. I never heard of them before. And I got this record called Sing Japanese Songs.
Sing Japanese Folk Songs.
Sing know. Japanese Folk Songs.
Not just any old Japanese song.
Sorry.
No, like
the Peanuts
anthem.
Sing Japanese songs. They're Japanese. They wouldn't call it that. They would just say sing songs.
Sounds a little racist.
Everything I'm saying sounds racist right now. What's going on?
I never heard it.
Oh, God. Anyway, that's coming up next on CITR. Call in with your requests if we have time. 604-822-CITR.
Button. batten, batten, den.
La la la.
O den mo ya.
La 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 la.
Anta konno mo no yome iri shita dewa nai kai na. Yome iri shita ko tashita batte. Poteidon ga guja pedaru ken. Mada sakaku kya sen datta. Mura ya tobi ya kimo iri do. Wanpoto tachi no orasken de. Ano wa do na no kya na ro tai. Kawabata mattan kya meguro. Kazuga bobura don tata shiri himpatte. Hana zakari hana zakari.
Thank you. discussing sadism. In these days of violence, especially connected with the sexual violence,
Vancouver International Film Festival is back, September 29th through October 14th. Celebrating 30 years of outstanding cinema, VIFF 2011 will screen some of the best films from around the world in a 16-day extravaganza. Be sure to check out The Girls in the Band, a bebop documentary uncovering the startling history of female jazz musicians and all-woman big band music, and proudly sponsored by your comrades at CITR 101.9 FM, and The Family Jams, a lo-fi documentary about Devendra Banhart, Joanna Newsom, and Vetiver's 2004 North American Tour, sponsored by the good folks at Discorder Magazine. For locations, showtimes, and everything else you could possibly want to know about the Vancouver International Film Festival, visit VIFF.org.
When they play that movie at the film festival, they actually put Nag Champa in the corners, and it adds to the whole effect of, because the Vandra is kind of a hippie. You're listening to Red Goose on 101.9 FM CITR with Olivia and John. And you may have been listening earlier, and you probably think this show is just a goddamn mess at this point.
We usually need the first hour to warm up.
Yeah, we don't even get going. We don't even take our tops off until 8:30. But there's a reason that so much carnage is because we bought a bunch of records in Portland, and we're playing our records for you.
Oh yeah, because it's very random today.
It's
the mixes are just crazy. What did we play before? You played Swans and then Harry Nilsson, or
yeah. And then even worse, we did Peanuts into James Blackshaw's Fix, which was just dreadful.
That was really bad.
But you know, when I'm feeling really introspective, I put that thing on and I paint my nails. Paint them black.
You look good, honey.
I do.
Okay, so what are we going to play now?
We also played Material.
Oh, yeah.
On Sadism, which was kind of a funky track. Now we're going to play Yellow Magic Orchestra. We went into this place called Crossroads Records.
I think this is where we got pretty much all of our records that were are exciting. All the exciting records we got from this one store.
All the other stuff was kind of humdrum. Well, not all of it. But I was flipping through the records and I found this record and I took it over to Olivia and I said, here. And she went, oh! Right there. Right there,
John,
in the store. Didn't you?
No.
Yeah, you did. Should I play?
Is Yellow Magic Orchestra Naughty Boys?
Yeah.
We'll play.
What?
How do you say the name of this song?
I don't know.
It's track one off Naughty Boys.
Kimi New. I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Our Japanese is no good.
I suck at this. Okay.
But we love the Japanese.
Everything about the Japanese. Should I play this song?
Okay, I'm trying really hard not to say something.
Oh, on your bed. Put gold chains around your arm. Put some gold rings on your fingers. Put a gold spoon in your hand. Set you down in my golden car. And drive around on the golden streets, baby. Now when we find that city, when I find that city, when I find that city, when I find that city, El Dorado, El Dorado, El Dorado, El Dorado. We have to fly in a golden airplane, drop around in a gold-plated car, eat lunch with a golden spoon. Gonna get you those golden teeth now, baby. Gonna put you in a golden dress. Gonna lay you on some golden sheets. I'm gonna touch you with my golden arm. I'm gonna touch you with my golden arm. When we find that city, when we find,
Mattress on 101.9 CITR. Mattress. Sorry, go. No,
you,
hi.
Oh, he just. No, you
what?
Go.
What happened? He just reissued that on vinyl, which was pretty neat, and he gave us a copy.
To smuggle, I think, if he ever plays here.
Oh, yeah, so if anybody wants to buy a copy of El Dorado on LP, I've got one.
Yeah, and then we'll mail the check to Rex.
Yeah. So what happens when we go to Portland is Rex piles us in his perv van and takes us around at night.
I think it's for capturing wild dogs. Is that what it's for?
Well, no. It's just a coincidence that he has that van. He bought it off the Green River Killer before he got caught.
Okay, is that a true story that he bought it off the Green River? Because you keep saying that.
It's terrible. But he throws us in the back of his perv van that has a cage and a bunch of like weird sex toys in it. And he drives us around town. He takes us to different crappy bars and we sing karaoke. And what happens is on Sunday nights in Portland is this wonderful little thing that happens down at a strip bar called the Devil's Point. And it's stripperoki, where you put in your name and then you give the DJ money, because that's how it works in the States. And yeah, and then you go on stage and you sing your selected song, and then the dancer dances fiercely, and you try not to get kicked in the head or, you know, other terrible things. And so Olivia had never been to a strip bar before.
Nope, this is my first.
Yeah, and it happened to be her 21st birthday, so we figured we'd take her down there and show her how it is. And she loved it. Didn't you have fun?
Yeah, I want to be a stripper now.
Yeah, me too. We should both become strippers. more on that later. And we were hanging out there, and this old lady comes in, this weird old lady.
Don't say old lady.
That's what happened. There was this weird old lady came in, and I was like, who's this weird old lady? Where do I know this weird old lady from? Why do I know this weird old lady when I'm in Portland in a strip bar? And she hobbles over to the DJ, and she's talking to him. And then she's standing around, and then the DJ's like, oh, goodness, everyone, we have a special occasion for you, because Peaches is going to come on stage and sing. And I was like, that's who it is, it's Peaches. And she went on stage, and she did Edge of 17.
Harmonizing with some girl from King Cobra?
Yeah, is that who that other person hanging out, yeah.
And it was kind of amazing.
Yeah, she kicked ass at that thing. I mean, I don't like Peaches stuff, really.
You don't like Fuck the Pain Away?
I don't like it.
You don't like that song?
I don't care for it.
Wow.
It's vulgar. But, you know, yeah, anyways, so she did it really good. So we're going to play...
We're going to play the original non-Peaches virgin.
I don't think...
of Edge of 17.
Yeah, because I don't want to play Peaches.
Yeah. But do we even say what we had, what we played? Yeah, we talked about it.
Yellow Magic Orchestra. Naughty Boys. The song was Kimi ni Myun Kyun.
Wow. Oh. That sounds actually Japanese.
No, it's Kimi ni Myun Kyun. That's how it goes.
Kyun.
Yeah. You have to... Oh, God. Here we go again.
Okay, let's play this YouTube video.
Save us, Stevie Nicks.
Okay, save us.
Bye.
In the web that is my own, I begin again. Bye.
after you.
We're playing chicken with the mic.
Yeah.
Mic chicken. Mic chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
So that was some kraut rock we picked up in Portland.
Yeah. It was a good score, both of those.
And we're going to play... We played Harmonia and Cluster. And now we're going to play Leslie Feist.
It's Faust.
Leslie Faust. No.
I would never buy a Leslie Faust
record. John bought the new Leslie Faust record in Portland.
I had to have it.
He had to have it, and so it's coming up next.
I wanted to read the liner notes on the ride home.
And then we're going to go and play another episode of Dunkin' Donuts, a repeat from this week, with Korean Gut playing on it, or talking, or
all kinds of stuff, having fun, frolicking.
Probably saying mean things.
Yeah, hateful, spiteful stuff.
As Jared is wont to do.
He would never do that.
What? That's his thing.
That guy's full of sunshine.
He is.
Thanks for having us tonight, this week. Sorry that we played a bunch of our stuff.
Yeah. Oh, so, Leslie Feist now on CITR.
Don't do that. That's not very nice at all. Oh, God.